views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic, and I am so happy to be here today. We're at our second show. We're starting to get to know one another, and I can't wait to get to it. Benny, thank you so much for steering this ship. And many thanks to all of you for tuning in. I am humbled and grateful to be able to be here today to do this show. So many, many thanks to all. And congratulations, Chicago. The aim of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is to serve as a bridge between what is and what we do not know, and to provide concrete tools you can put in place today to strengthen your own connection with the universe and use what is in your power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. As a professional tarot card reader who comes from more of a business background than a metaphysical one, I try to bring together metaphysics with the mainstream, as well as have guests on from all sorts of spiritual, metaphysical, and business callings to share their tools and stories with you. On today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to emotionally prepare yourself for the holidays. It's that time of year again. And while many look to the holidays as times of happiness and family and togetherness, unfortunately, it can also be a time of divisiveness, stress, and arguments. I thought I would share a few ideas from an energy perspective on prepping yourself for the holidays in a way where the outcome is one of embracing joy. In addition, today I am doing tarot card readings for you. So if you're interested in having a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads in your life, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. With readings, I look at the energy that you're putting out, and I see if and or how that energy might be unintentionally blocking you. I look at that energy like a physical weight. You can either have that facing you in the face, that energy in your face blocking you, so you're exerting twice as much energy but only getting half as far. Or you can, with your own strength, move that energy to your back, so now you're only exerting half as much energy but getting twice as far. I'm not a fortune teller or predict events, as I believe it messes with free will, but rather I focus on what is in your power, what is in your control for optimal success and happiness. I see myself sort of like a metaphysical midwife. It's not for me to put the baby in there, to decide if the baby's male or female, to name the baby, or even keep the baby once it's out. I see my role solely as a coach, just to help guide your own insight and joy, all drug and pain-free. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way. You can learn more about me on my site, elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. I do readings in person and over the phone or Skype worldwide, as well as readings at events nationwide. So I hope everyone had a wonderful and tasty Halloween. As I talked about last week, Halloween is such an unusual holiday for me because it's a working holiday. And since many people like to have tarot card readers at their Halloween parties, which is great, there are always lots of fun, and Saturday night was no exception. I did readings at a party where they pulled out all the stops to get into the festive mood. For example, they served guacamole, however, they had the guacamole spewing out of the mouth of a carved pumpkin. Also on the table where I was doing readings, there was a cauldron steaming with witch's brew, a la dry ice. And I have to admit that I've been dragging this week, as I've been getting over a cold, having a packed schedule, but yet the warmth, fun, and just lovely spirit of that event just picked me up. And I guess it's a good way of kind of talking about the holidays, because the energy that's put forth by others can really impact how you feel and respond. Every time I've talked with Dr. Pat, or anyone at the team at Transformation Talk Radio, everyone is so positive and upbeat that I can't help but be in a great mood after talking with them. It's infectious, but in a good way. And alternatively, if you're dealing with someone who's putting forth energy that is draining or toxic, it can really bring you down. So let's face it, there's a lot of high tensions going on right now in our country. Regardless of what happens next week, I pray for our country for healing from the battle. No matter who you are, who your candidate is, it's hard not to be impacted by all the negativity and just pure tension. Add to it that it's now the time when people finalize their holiday plans and start thinking about reconnecting with family members who've also been impacted by the last year and may not share your views, may not agree with your choices, your spouse, your single status, your job, you name it. You know, there's a rosy image of the family gathered around the table singing songs and laughing together over stories from the past. However, unfortunately for many families, it's just not the case. I remember one year after Thanksgiving, we were driving down the New Jersey Turnpike and listening to a radio show where people were calling in with the most horrific stories from the last day at the Thanksgiving dinner. And then she threw the turkey at him. Then he stormed out of the house. The stories went on for the entire turnpike, which takes quite a few hours to drive. So if you're starting to get stressed out about the upcoming holiday, I thought I'd share a few ideas on ways to choose to approach it, again, from an energy perspective. Recognize that you are totally within your right to share your views that may or may not be respected, highlight how you feel about a family member, or even express how important something is to you that you know might not be appreciated. However, you know, this is your right. However, know that everything has a direct response, and you have no power or control on how another person takes the information that you relay. Similarly, if someone starts giving you a hard time about the choices you've made, issues you align with, you have a choice on how you respond, and they have no power or control on what that is. Putting aside whether or not you or the other person is justified, the key questions to ask yourself are, one, is this the argument that I am willing to participate in, which may cause long-lasting negative consequences? And two, what is the toll my engaging in this argument will have on me and my stress level? If your goal is just to have a pleasant time, eat some turkey, get some pie, get out of there, then from an energy perspective, choose your actions that will support that. I think we go into some of these heated political or social family debates thinking that the other person will get swayed, yet it only serves to increase physical and mental stress on you. In tarot, the Five of Wands is a card that I call sometimes the Thanksgiving dinner table, as it shows five individuals all confronting each other. The key is that there is most likely some level of validity to each person's views to some extent. However, it is only when they are faced with someone trying to convince them that their view is wrong that they become entrenched. After that happens, it's just energy upon energy with no movement and only stress as the result. Before Ellen DeGeneres had a talk show, she used to have a weekly sitcom called Ellen. For those of you who remember, I remember one episode where Ellen's mother gifted her with a bright yellow raincoat. Ellen decided to take this opportunity to share something about herself, and she said, and I'm going to paraphrase, "Mom, I love you. Thank you for this wonderful gift. You're always so generous to me. But as much as I appreciate it, I just want to let you know that I'm not a big fan of this raincoat. But I love you. Just want to be open and honest." It was what we call a crap sandwich. You put the piece of crap between the two lovely slices of bread. The whole episode was unraveling, the unraveling of the relationship, as Ellen's mom was offended and started bringing up things completely unrelated to the raincoat. This prompted Ellen to bring up things, and by the end of the episode, nobody was on speaking terms. The very last line of the show, Ellen turned to her mother and said, "You know what, Mom? I'm starting to really love this raincoat after all." And she's like, the mother saying, "That's wonderful." And all was right in the world. Was Ellen justified? Perhaps. However, she could not foresee or control how her mother reacted or how her mother's reaction would affect her. It started innocently enough, yet it quickly spiraled. So often when people head into stressful holiday events, there's a feeling that you do not have power. Remember, though, you always have power and you always have choices. Consider how you want to choose to use your energy to help meet your desired result. If your desire is just to have a lovely family dinner without spiraling into arguments, the best way to engage, maybe choose to disengage. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. And then we're going to be doing readings. So give me a call at 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back. This is Eve, the MBA Psychic, with Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome. We are back on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with me, Eve, the MBA psychic. My company is Elite Tarot. If you're interested in learning more about me, you can go to EliteTarot.com. You can also go to MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I'm going to be getting to tarot card readings very, very soon. But if you're interested in getting a reading, call me at 800-930-2819. Just to let you know what I do when I do readings. I look at tarot just as a visual representation of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wants you to be happy, wants you to succeed. So there's absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up. It's similar to a visual representation of the little voice inside that we are always overruling. It's like saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want the added insight and guidance. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be shuffling the cards while chit-chatting with you. Then I'll be fanning the cards out face down in front of me, and I'll be using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, to choose two cards on your behalf face down. The first card will represent the current situation, and the second card will represent advice. I use the Rider-Waite deck, so if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards to see them, but I'll also describe them to you. I always like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. A tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I look at it as just that little voice, and that's all. So let's just get right to it. Why don't we talk with Spencer from Seattle? Welcome, Spencer.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How are you doing today?
I am good. Thank you. Hey, my question is this. I don't know if I could ask several, but the main one is I work as a type of energy healer, and sometimes I get headaches and fatigue to such an extent that I pulled back from doing it. And I'm wondering, is this a sign that I should be moving on to something else? Or is there a way that I'm working that is not so kosher?
Well, let's take a look. You know, in terms of health concerns, I always say a lot of that's above my pay grade. So definitely you want to check with doctors and do all of that for that. But at the same time, we can look and see if maybe there's something else that a message is there, something else that you're doing or not doing that can help aggravate or the opposite to it. So let's take a look. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, what guidance is available for Spencer in terms of navigating his career more positively without headaches going forward? So what I'm doing is I've just been shuffling the cards, and I'm using my non-dominant hand to cut the deck. And now I'm fanning those cards out, and I'm going to choose two cards on your behalf, Spencer. The first one is the situation. This one is the advice. Let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay. So the first situation card that I get is the Knight of Swords. And in this card, you have a knight charging full steam ahead. Now, their knights are wonderful love knights. You are probably the sweetest, most kindest person in the face of this earth, which is fantastic. When knights, though, show up in a core position, to me, it makes me think of it in terms of a knight does the bidding of the king and is taking orders from others. And so I have a feeling that there's probably a great, almost instinctive rush to help, rush to serve, rush to go forward, which is wonderful in itself, except that it's done from being responsive to the other person instead of first tapping into your own place of strength of a king and making sure that you are getting everything that you need first before you can assist and help others. That whole, even though it's used so many times over again, the don't forget to take the oxygen mask on yourself before you can assist others. This knight, he is charging forward, and the Knight of Swords sometimes charges forward without checking for directions. So do you tend to, if somebody is in need, you're the one and you're out the door without first checking in with yourself to make sure that you've gotten enough sleep, that you've done some meditation, that you've eaten enough, that you've gotten enough rest and all of those things?
I think maybe in the old days you were describing me, but I'm so much better at self-care. And spend a lot of time in self-care.
Yeah, and because otherwise it starts to drain. But at the same time, this is the card, and I have to honor the card that came up as the situation, which is that feeling of needing to kind of rush in with your actions before just really kind of touching base to make sure that you are serving yourself and what your needs are right now. Do you have, in terms of your work, do you have written down a list of all the qualities that you are wanting if your work was going perfectly well, all those qualities?
Give me an example. I'm not sure if I'm tracking.
Like, for example, working with friendly people, off to recuperate, all those things. Are those written down?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Excellent. I would definitely take a look at them and just make sure that there's nothing in your list that's just kind of a want as opposed to a need, and that there's not a need that's missing from the list that now, as your work is moving forward and increasing, that is not being met, just because there is that feeling of rushing forward without first kind of regrouping and making sure you're serving yourself with all the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of the advice, it's an interesting card because the advice is the world. And the world is the last card in the tarot. It's the 21st card, and you have a person, and there's nudity, and when there's nudity, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance, and the person is kind of floating in the middle of a wreath, and it really talks about recognizing that one chapter is perhaps closing, and another mm-hmm. chapter is opening. And so you were asking, is this a sign that maybe I need to kind of shift my energy or change something up? Perhaps with the Knight of Swords, there's been in the past kind of just rushing forward, and now it's become a habit, and that there's a part of you just, let's just move forward, let's keep going and doing this. But the World card is saying, consider the fact that perhaps it's now time to take something to that next level and go in a new direction. You've learned all the lessons. Oh, I'm sorry?
Do you have any clue what that might be?
Well, you know, a lot of times in the world, it talks about, you know, kind of you've learned the lessons from the past. As you said, in the past, you used to kind of not be honoring yourself. And now it's just a matter of really asking yourself, what is your core wanting going forward? Let your inner child determine that way forward as well. If you're not sure what that next chapter is going to look like, do you know what that next chapter might look like as you take your work to that next level?
Well, if I stay doing what I'm doing, I would think expanding the teaching. But again, that can result in headaches and fatigue. But
is that something that you're being called to do and you're feeling that drive, or is that the standard path that you're seeing?
I think I'm called, and it is also the standard path. Both are
okay. Okay. I think that this may be headache not necessarily related here in the metaphysical extreme, in the metaphysical world, but the thing is that this is the time to take this to the next level, and to let your inner child be your GPS. And if you're having trouble kind of tapping into that, we can definitely work through some steps just to make sure that teaching is that next level for you. Making sure to honor yourself, though, because with that Knight of Swords, there is that feeling of not getting into that place of honor, just to the extent, even more so than you think, because you're still getting the headaches and there's still a desire to kind of rush forward. But mm-hmm. this is an exciting time too, which is also a stressful time because that World card doesn't come up too often. Now, you had said that you had some other questions. Were they career related or separate?
You can stay with me. I'm just love. You can ask about love. You can, you know.
All right. Well, can you hang on with me through the break?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be glad.
Awesome. Well, let's just take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go talk love with Spencer and any other thing. We'll also be taking calls and for you. So we'll be right back. This is Eve with Main Street Metaphysics Radio.
To the Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's MichaelShane.com. Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com, and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
Hello and welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Thank you again for tuning back in. So let's cut right back to the calls. We were talking right before the break with Spencer and dealing with career, and I thought I would just also address, I know you had a love question. So welcome back, Spencer.
Thank you so much. So just to review, I need to be more aware of my self-care. And something new is opening in terms of they're suggesting something new is opening, but we don't know what that is.
Absolutely. You know, I always say look for open doors, but honor red flags. If you see a closed door, but our brain just goes to try to pry that door open. Whereas from a universe perspective, I look at a closed door and I say, that means go to a different door. And so look, as long as you've got what it is that you're wanting, you're letting that inner child lead your way forward, look at what opportunities are there and begin to do that shift mentally to say, you know what? It's time for me to take this to the next level. Sometimes when there's stalled energy, it could be that your dreams are not big enough. And to make sure that you figure out what is moving, what doors are open. And
Okay. Keep
me updated on where it goes. So in terms of love, what's been going on?
Nothing. It's been barren.
Make sure your words are not reinforcing that, but I'm going to ask a similar question. Do you have written down a list of your non-negotiables for your partner?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. And take another look at that list just to make sure that there's nothing in there that's saying blonde. While that might be nice, it ties the hands of the universe from actually being able to exceed your expectations.
Right.
And then by writing that down, what you've done is you've formed a contract with the universe and you've said, bring this person to me. But now you also have a guide, and so it's important not to put any energy into someone that goes against anything that's on your list. Also, make sure that your words are reflecting the fact that you're just waiting and you just can't wait to have that person come into your life. So words like, oh my gosh, this is never going to happen, I'm never going to meet someone, all those things, those words have weight. And so we can't help but sometimes say them, but when you say them, you want to correct it immediately because you do not want to give that weight, because then from the universe, they're looking at you and saying, well, if Spencer doesn't believe it, would he even see this person that we have? Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Let me just pull one card on love going forward for Spencer. I'm just cutting the deck. And just one card to kind of go along with that. All right, so the card that came up is interesting because it's the card I talked about in the first segment, the Five of Wands, where you've got five people all kind of battling each other out. And the thing is that when in your brain and in the words you're using, you're giving conflicting and resisting information to each other, the energy gets blocked and then no movement is made. So definitely go forward with strength by honoring your list. And when you see someone who may be fantastic but doesn't meet something on your list, it means why bother put any energy into it? Because now what you're doing is you're just blocking the energy from moving forward.
Okay.
Do you believe that you will meet someone who will be the love of your life?
I like to believe that, yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask it to you again, only this time I want you to say yes. Do you believe you're going to meet someone? Yes. Now, do you feel how different that felt in your body?
Yes, I do.
It felt more possible, correct?
Absolutely.
Those words have weight. They have meaning. Keep me updated. Invite me to the wedding. I will come there.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great rest of the day. All
cool.
Right.
So, thanks, Spencer, for calling in. Yep.
Thank you, Spencer. All right. Now I'm going to take a call from Susan. Susan, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding my actual mother-in-law, actually ex-mother-in-law, my grandmother to my kids. What? Is she doing okay? Does she want us, like me, to be part of her life? So I'm very confused as to where we kind of stand because now I'm an ex-daughter-in-law.
I completely hear your question, and I personally don't look into an external person's energy, not because it's not valid. I totally understand the desire to know, but because I don't have their permission, and it would still be coming from your perspective, but I can definitely look into what guidance is available for you and dealing with your mother-in-law, but it comes from your strength and your power. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Well, let's take a look and see about guidance for Susan in dealing with her mother-in-law for optimal success and happiness. So what I'm going to do is the first card I'm going to pull is for the situation. The second card I pull is going to be for advice. Okay, so the card that came up for the situation is the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is a frustrating card because it is a card saying that there are just things that are not in your power. But what it does mean is that there are also things that are in your power, are in your control. If you put energy into that which is out of your control, it feels, it engages, you know, you feel something, but it may not necessarily yield any result. Rather, instead, just put attention into what you can do. You know, it's similar to the talk about the holidays coming up. We have no power on how things are going to be interpreted. All we can do is have power over what we do. So it's a challenging card because it is saying that we just don't know and what is going on. But it doesn't negate the necessity to focus on what is in your power. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. The advice card that came in was the Five of Wands. You know, it's interesting because it was came in on the last, on Spencer's reading as well. And in this card, as I described, there are five individuals kind of battling each other out. And here's the thing. There is validity, perhaps to some extent, to each and every person and their perspective of the situation. It's when there is an attempt to kind of say, I'm sorry, this, I know you feel this way, but that the other person then becomes entrenched. And when that happens from the energy perspective, it just blocks any movement. The only way to engage here is to disengage from any kind of battle. It just because it's not yielding any movement or what you're wanting going forward. And that can be so challenging, but in some ways it also can kind of take that burden off of you, and it also may yield a better result from her perspective, because she may be saying, okay, Susan's not putting pressure on me, Susan's not doing this, what's Susan doing? Let me come back. You know, it's when you're kind of playing with kids and you're trying to get them engaged, sometimes it's just, oh, look what I'm playing with, and then the kid's like, wait a minute, what is that? It's all going from that place of strength. You know, and I know that this can be particularly challenging as we're getting up on the holidays too, but I just have to honor the reading, and it's saying to that you're trying to put that energy into things that are just not there. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. I think it does if I'm reading it right.
Well, you know, it's our initial response whenever we're kind of pushed is to kind of push back. And so, you know, here it's just a matter of imagine trying to kind of just step back, just not because of her, but just because for you, for the children, of just really wanting to keep yourself in that place of what is in your power.
Right.
Excellent. Keep us updated. Focus on what you can do, what is in your power, and just stay strong.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Eve.
My pleasure, Susan. Have a great day.
Cool. And let's do this. How about we run off to a quick break before our last call? All right, Eve?
That sounds perfect. We'll be taking a quick break right now.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Welcome back, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and we are doing readings, readings, readings. Who do we have next? Let's talk to Stacy. Stacy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, like I said,
it's a beautiful fall day. I was wondering if you see anything, like you're talking about holidays, if you see any opportunities, romance, or anybody I'm going to be interested in.
Well, let's take a look. Although I'm going to ask the question that I asked Spencer earlier, do you have written down a list of your non-negotiables about what you're looking for in someone?
Yes.
They're written down?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Look back at that list, make sure that those are your core non-negotiables, and then make sure that you're not putting energy into someone who goes against that, because then you might be blocking your own energy in terms of finding the perfect person over the holidays. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's why I kind of, that's why I'm not with anybody, because there's certain characteristics that I am looking for.
Excellent. It can be frustrating, but worth it. So I'm
yeah,
glad
and I know
that.
the main thing is you want somebody that's, you're their first choice, and that's my number one on my list. You have to be their first choice.
Well, absolutely.
Because that's the only way it's going to work.
Well,
that's the only way it works.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Nope. So I hear what you're saying. Although I wanted to be also that they're your first choice as well. And so what I've been doing is, while we've been talking, I've been shuffling the cards and I've been pulling a situation, and your situation card was the Seven of Pentacles. And in this card, you see a person with a bunch of pentacles, and he's focused on a pile of pentacles that perhaps have kind of, outlived their purpose and everything, but that's where his attention is going on. Whereas there's a pentacle right there on the ground that he's not putting attention into. And so when I look at this card and I look at it from the love perspective, there is definitely possibility going forward for romance. That is definitely for sure. It's important to bless and release the past, so that your energy is not blocked by focusing on past relationships, either the pain or the sadness or the joy from the past, because then it's making it so that it's harder then to embrace or even see possible opportunity for romance in the future. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely agree. But yeah. I know pretty much right away within the first, the first impression, so to speak, you know, how at the beginning, because, you know, at the beginning shows a lot on how they're going to treat you.
It does, but it's also a matter of reestablishing dating from that place of strength and not doing it out of routine in the sense of how you've approached relationships in the past. And to make sure, at least according to this reading, it's saying to make sure that your energy is focused on the present and not bringing forward, oh, this person was like so-and-so, or I hope this person's not like so-and-so, because then you're bringing the past into the present in ways that might hamper your kind of navigating that journey to date someone who perhaps you might not have considered dating before. And to make sure that you're not holding on to still some of that kind of feeling from the past as a way of comparison, just because it doesn't serve the term. Exactly. The advice card that came... Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Okay, yeah. You said the advice card
Advice card that came up is the Page of Swords. And I love this card because it is my signal for the inner child. You've got this young child. He's standing on top, a young adult sitting on top of a hill with a sword. And allow your inner child to help be there, at least for the G and PG rated parts of your date. Because when you are on a date, when you're getting to know someone in those first few dates that you were talking about, and that inner child, your inner child, that most vulnerable part of you, is not there playing and having fun and being open, then that's information for you. Because that means that something is kind of closed off, and so you're not really able to enjoy it and to have fun. Instead of looking like dating, like, uh-oh, is this a good person going through the checklist? Embrace the dating experience from that place of adventure and joy. And go back through your list. You may also want to consider going back through your list and asking if those qualities that you wrote down, try to tap into your 8-year-old, 10-year-old self, that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Stacy, when you were imagining the love of your life around the holidays that you're going to be with, what qualities and characteristics that person had, instead of looking at it from adult Stacy's perspective and you're comparing those qualities to Bob or John, you know, or any things of people in the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, it was easier to date, I guess. It was better. People, I guess, were more into, like, long-term or going out. And now I found dating is so different. I mean, it's like the guys, they want you to only go out with them while they can do what they want. You know, they're just looking for more, like, yeah.
But this is really all about accessing your truth, your strength, but from that place of adventure and joy and power. Use your list of non-negotiables. There are wonderful people out there, but make sure that you're releasing the pain from the past so you can embrace it. And please keep me updated, but what a fun time for the holidays. And thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're saying it is going to be good for the holidays. So you said it is going to be fun for the holidays.
Absolutely. Have a good time and enjoy it. But thank you so much for calling. And I can't believe the hour's up. You know, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I had such a wonderful time, and I hope you did as well. Next week, we're going to be having on tarot educator Reverend Geraldine Amaral, and we're going to be doing readings together. So you get two for the price of none. If you'd like more information about the show, schedule a reading, or order a gift certificate, you can go to EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Until then, have a great week, and remember to enjoy and celebrate the adventure of the journey. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.